Hey, this episode of the Exit 5 podcast is brought to you by Pharos IQ. In 2024, you're facing tougher pipeline challenges than ever in B2B marketing. That's reduced budgets, tighter resources, and fewer active buyers. Yet, the CEO wants the growth goals to remain the same. Pharos IQ leverages down funnel intent signals along with targeted demand solutions to help you build your pipeline efficiently. They help B2B marketing leaders reach their ideal buyers and generate leads that actually convert for businesses of all sizes. Generating leads is easy. Generating leads that convert is what separates Pharos IQ from the competition. You can check them out now at pharosiq.com/exit5 and book a meeting with their team if you're interested. Plus, they're sending out a bunch of free memberships to Exit 5. So if you're not already a member, go check them out. pharosiq.com/exit5. They'll hook you up with an Exit 5 membership. Talk to their team, learn more about the product. That's pharosiq.com, pharosiq.com/exit5. One word. All right. See ya. This episode of the Exit 5 podcast is brought to you by Demandwell. Demandwell is the best SEO solution for B2B SaaS marketers. They've helped customers like Lessonly drive 40% of their revenue from organic search, and they helped Terminus make organic search their number one source of demos. Here's how it works. Number one is results. Demandwell is built for driving the outcomes that B2B marketers care about: demand, traffic, leads, and revenue. Number two is ease and control. Junior team members can follow recommended steps right in the platform, while experts can customize and maintain full control over their work. Number three is speed. With everything in one platform, Demandwell helps you crank out content that ranks and drives leads in minutes rather than hours. SEO expert or not, you can give Demandwell a try, and listeners of the Exit 5 podcast can get a free competitive SEO audit to see just how you're ranking relative to the competition. Go to demandwell.com/FOMO, that's F-O-M-O, and you can get a free SEO consultation today right from Demandwell. That's demandwell.com/FOMO, F-O-M-O. And you'll get a free SEO consultation today.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Exit 5. Exit 5. Exit 5.
All right. This is a short little mini episode of the Exit 5 podcast. I've done a couple of these, and for some reason, I get a lot of feedback, and I see a lot of people post about these when I do them. And so I figured I would try to do them more regularly. And I think they're a nice break from the longer form interviews. So I'm driving to get myself some lunch, and I figured I would record a short little one for you here today. And the topic that I want to talk about today is the advantage of being an early adopter. And this is specific to you in your career as a marketing person. You could be a marketing manager, an intern, director of marketing, VP of marketing, whatever it is. But the people that I've seen in my network, in my career, that have rose through the ranks the quickest or made a kind of outsized impact for where they were at their career and have created an advantage seem to have always been these people that are willing to try new things. And I think that advice on the surface seems really obvious: try new things, right? But it's so hard to do that because we're all so caught up. Like, it's really easy to be caught up in the day-to-day. You're like trying to hit the number, you're trying to hire people, you're behind on this goal, that goal, you're so busy, you're slammed on this thing or that thing, and it can be really hard to see around the corner. But that's exactly where the advantage comes. If you can be one of those people to be early on a channel, be early on a new platform, there is so much noise and competition in any channel, in any industry, that you have to be looking for ways to find an unfair advantage. And so I've seen this a couple different ways. And so I used to work with this guy, Guillaume, who now runs Hypergrowth Partners. He's an investor and an advisor. And he was unbelievable at being an early tech adopter and trying new tools and kind of always being curious and willing to put new tools and new tech into play. And maybe he might try out 10 different tools and 9 of them don't really work, but one of them gives him a huge advantage, and he's able to crack a new channel. Or another person that I think of is a friend of mine, Tom Wentworth. He's a CMO at Recorded Future. He's been telling me about AI and ChatGPT and tools like Jasper for months now. And he's already been on that, and it's creating a huge advantage for him. Or I even think back to something that I didn't realize at the time in my career, but I got on podcasting early, and I was doing podcasting early, and that allowed me to not only help the company that I was working with, but build a brand for myself. And I was able to teach classes at places like General Assembly and get paid to do mini courses and classes about podcasting. And then podcasting actually led to my job at HubSpot. And I got a big salary raise for the first time in my life by getting that job. And having a podcast was an early channel for us at Drift at a time where there weren't many companies in B2B SaaS that had podcasts. And so you have to find a way that despite all the things going on, you have to carve out enough time for yourself. And this could be as a marketing leader, or this could even be like, even if you're a specialist, let's say you run one function of marketing, or you're one, maybe you're not even running it, you're a product marketing manager. Can you find some time in your schedule, in your day-to-day, to try new tools, to try a new approach? This could even be you read a book. You read April Dunford's book, obviously awesome, when it came out in 2019, and you were one of the first people to read that, and you took what she talked about in the book, and you brought it to work and applied it to your company at a time when nobody else was doing that. And so I think one of just the very underrated skill sets is being an early adopter, not to use a buzzy kind of catchphrase, but you have to take those chances, and I think you can gain an incredible advantage if you can do that in your career. And so what prompted me to think this was this, there's so much talk about AI, and Jasper is one of the sponsors of Exit 5 this year, and that has me really interested in what they're doing and that whole industry. But it's just a reminder that like now is the time, especially if things are slowing down and there's a tougher economy or buyers aren't buying. I think you always got to be thinking about like, okay, what are the advantages that I can create? Because that advantage can give you, you're going to need that. Next year, you're going to have to, maybe it's next quarter, the number grows 25%. Maybe it's next year, the number grows 50%. You're going to have to be finding these new tools, new channels, new ways to grow. And I think one of the ways you can do that is by being willing to test new channels. And this is something that I wish that I did a little bit earlier in my career. And it's almost a reminder for me now in the things that I'm doing personally, whether it's running Exit 5 or starting different projects of my own. You got to be willing to like try new things. It's almost like the same conversations that I'm having with my kids. They're 5 and 3. And I'm like, just try this new food. I promise you, if you try this, you will like this. It might not look like something you're used to, but if you try this, it's going to open up a whole new world of things that your mom and I can make for you, can make for you and give to you. Or we'll be able to have so much more fun. We can go to all these new restaurants and do different things if you just try these new foods. So be willing to take chances, try new tools, try new technology. Be an early adopter. It's one of the great little tools that you can use to grow your career and help your company and make a bigger impact. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for all the support for the Exit 5 podcast. I'll see you on another episode. If you like this episode, tweet at me. I'm at Dave Gerhardt on Twitter. Write me a comment or message on LinkedIn, or just send me an email directly, dg@davegerhardt.com. I'm out.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of the Exit 5 podcast. If you're in B2B marketing and you want to grow your career, you should also go and check out everything that we have over at exit5.com. We've got articles, we've got videos, we've got templates. Plus, we have a community of over 4,000 B2B marketing pros. Whether you're deep in your career and want to connect with your peers, or just starting up and you want a place to go where you can see what people are talking about, get smarter about B2B marketing in your own time to grow your career and help grow your company, go and check it out. It's exit5.com. You can get on the email list there. You can join the community. There's 4,000 marketers in the community. We have a job board. We're always adding new stuff. It's really becoming the number one place you can go if you want to grow your career and learn more about B2B marketing outside of what you're doing inside of your company every day. So check it out, exit5.com. And I also want to make sure I give a shout out to my friends at Hatch. That's hatch.fm. They produce this podcast. It sounds amazing because of the work that they do. And they work with B2B companies just like yours. They offer unlimited podcast editing and strategy for businesses. You can get unlimited podcast editing and on-demand strategy for a low monthly cost. All you got to do is just upload your episode and they take care of the rest. Go and check them out. It's hatch.fm. Hey, so I created Exit 5 to help you build a successful career in B2B marketing. First, it started off as my private podcast on Patreon, and many of you who listen to this today probably are OGs and remember that. I was talking about my lessons and learnings going from PR intern to CMO. Then it morphed into a Facebook group and quickly became one of the top resources for marketers in B2B SaaS. Today, this is a full-blown company. We have 3 full-time employees and ambitions to grow the team and keep building and hire more people this year. And we're investing in everything that's working, which right now is everything. It's amazing. We're making a big update to our community. We're doubling down on this podcast to serve the 5,000 people that listen every week. We're investing in our newsletter and written content to help the 16,000 people that get our emails. We're even hosting our first in-person event in September. We're building Exit 5 to help you grow your career in B2B marketing, because really there's no school for B2B marketing. You can't get a degree in how to build pipeline, and there isn't a playbook for how to get promoted in your career. And that's why I'm telling you right now to go and join the Exit 5 community. Go to exit5.com. You can click join right there. There's a free 7-day trial. So if you're listening to this podcast, if you are one of those 5,000 people that listen to this podcast every single week and you have not joined our community yet, go and do that. At least go and check out the 7-day free trial. You'll sign up, you'll put your credit card in, but we don't bill you until 7 days. It's a 7-day free trial. And this is really Dave. We really do all of this. I want to build a company that is customer friendly. And that means that if you sign up and 2 weeks into this thing, you realize it's not for you, you can email us and cancel. But I want you to go check it out. It's a 7-day free trial. Go to exit5.com. You can get in our community and you'll see why it's so much more than just a discussion forum. Exit 5 is a B2B marketing resource that's there for you when you need it the most. When your boss comes to you and says, hey, we need you to come up with an ABM strategy for this year, and you've never done that before, you go to Exit 5 and you ask that question, or you go and search the hundreds of posts before you. When you want to look for a new job, but you're not ready to post about it on LinkedIn yet, you can quietly browse for open roles and see who's hiring inside of Exit 5. Or maybe you need to build a peer group of other people in your job function, but LinkedIn is too broad to dig through. You can find out who else works in product marketing in your niche, or who else is a director in the $1 million to $10 million company range. You can do that inside of Exit 5. Maybe you want freelance, maybe you need to make a video in a pinch and you need recommendations for a freelance videographer that can work on your next product launch video, and they're located in the US and within your range of budget. That is why we built Exit 5, and that's what you can go in there and do. So go and check it out, exit5.com, start a free trial, and we'll see you inside of the community. Hey, this episode of the Exit 5 podcast is brought to you by Pharos IQ. In 2024, you're facing tougher pipeline challenges than ever in B2B marketing. That's reduced budgets, tighter resources, and fewer active buyers. Yet, the CEO wants the growth goals to remain the same. Pharos IQ leverages down funnel intent signals along with targeted demand solutions to help you build your pipeline efficiently. They help B2B marketing leaders reach their ideal buyers and generate leads that actually convert for businesses of all sizes. Generating leads is easy. Generating leads that convert is what separates Pharos IQ from the competition. You can check them out now at pharosiq.com/exit5 and book a meeting with their team if you're interested. Plus, they're sending out a bunch of free memberships to Exit 5. So if you're not already a member, go check them out. pharosiq.com/exit5. They'll hook you up with an Exit 5 membership. Talk to their team, learn more about the product. That's pharosiq.com, pharosiq.com/exit5, one word. All right, see ya.